In this bulletin, a landmark class action alleges sexual violence and harassment in the ADF. Donald Trump terminates all trade talks with Canada over a TV advertisement. And in football, the FIFA World Cup Fan Village is launched at a Manhattan icon. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. A landmark class action lawsuit has been filed over allegations of widespread sexual abuse, discrimination, and victimisation of women in the Australian Defence Force. Four applicants are listed in the filing, with claims by one woman she was shown pornography, while another alleges she was grabbed and kissed by a colleague who forcibly resisted her attempts to separate herself. The class action has been filed by Australian law firm JGA Sadler, with lawyer Josh Aylward saying the legal case is a demand for action, accountability and real change. A defence spokesperson has said in a statement, the ADF is developing a comprehensive sexual misconduct prevention strategy and says the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide, which relate to sexual violence, are being implemented as a priority. Federal opposition leader Susan Lee says all workplaces should have measures to protect their employees.
I'm concerned about the safety of women in every workplace, wherever I meet women, wherever I walk into a workplace. And that's a starting point. Every workplace should dedicate resources, effort, and a system of reporting that allows women to confidentially express circumstances where they do not feel safe.
If you or someone you know is impacted by the issues raised, support is available at 1-800-RESPECT, that's 1-800-737-732. For crisis support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. US President Donald Trump has immediately terminated all trade negotiations with Canada after becoming upset over a television advertisement opposing US tariffs. The ad was created by the government of Ontario using a 1987 clip of former US President Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs, which the Trump administration has now imposed on Canadian imports at a rate of 35%.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker.
President Trump argues on social media that the ad misstates the facts, describing it as egregious behaviour aimed at influencing US court decisions. His post follows an announcement by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney that he aims to double his country's exports to countries outside the US because of the threat posed by tariffs. Nationals leader David Littleproud says renewable energy is losing favour in rural Australia due to manufacturing facilities being built in prime agricultural areas. Back in August, an interim report was released by a parliamentary inquiry into the impacts of a new so-called renewable energy zone on New South Wales communities. It found there's been inadequate consultation between the state, renewable energy developers and the Central West Arana community, and that mental health impacts are eroding social cohesion. Mr. Littleproud has told Sky News the Albanese government's green energy transition has come at a cost.
Renewables are losing their social licence. I mean, we've seen from Rainforest Reserve, there's 250 million solar panels that have been put out, an extra 30,000 wind turbines. That's going across prime agricultural land. That's taking away your food security, pushing up your food prices. There is a better way than what the Albanese government is undertaking on this reckless race to an all-renewables approach.
Animal conservationists are marking World Kangaroo Day with the theme Our Sacred Totem, National Icon. It's the fifth year the day's been held to raise awareness of the native Australian marsupial. Australia has the worst mammal extinction rate of any country in the world, with 10% of native species becoming extinct over the past 200 years. Co-founder of Kangaroos Alive, Mick McIntyre, says he started the Day of Awareness to highlight the challenges facing the animal, including habitat loss and commercial harvesting.
a lot of the narrative around kangaroos is that they're a problem that needs to be managed. And we just thought that it was time that kangaroos got the positive recognition and positive press that we thought a national icon deserved. And so the day is about inviting communities to do something in celebration of kangaroos. And it really does bring home just how significant the kangaroo is to Australia. And, you know, we want it to start at a community level. And
to sport now, and in football, the 2026 FIFA World Cup Fan Village has officially launched in the iconic Rockefeller Centre in Manhattan. The site will play host to international visitors and become an official watch party destination for fans with live broadcasts of games. It's been 30 years since the US hosted a World Cup, and the country is expecting it will bring $4.6 billion Australian dollars, $3 billion US, to the local economy. CEO of the FIFA World Cup 2026 host committee, Alex Lazary, says the US has an immense responsibility as host of the global event.
Football is the world sport. And if you actually think about the last World Cup final was viewed by the same amount of people as the last 13 Super Bowls combined. So when you put that into perspective, the eyes of the world are going to be on us when we're hosting this fan village. And for us to be able to do it right here in such an iconic space, one that I think really speaks to welcoming the world to this region.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.